This goes to Dr. Ernest, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E, Skinner, S-K-I-N-N, like November, E-R, like Randy. Date of birth 4-2 of 1948. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Skinner, who was seen in consultation on March 26th of this year with progressively increasing creatinine levels. He is feeling well. His weight is stable. He's been able to keep weight off without using any medication to help. He's just trying to follow a healthy diet, diabetic diet, and a low-salt diet, and that does seem to be working. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no current edema. Medications are unchanged from previous visit, and I want to highlight the Zestril 20 milligram once a day. Physical exam, weight is 259 pounds, pulse is 90, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 70. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. And he has 1+ edema of ankles and feet bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done June 28th of 2024. Creatinine is improved. It's down from 2.16 to 1.72. Estimated GFR is up to 41. His sodium 136. 9, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 26, phosphorus is 3.5. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is normal at 26. Intact parathyroid hormone 74.5, calcium 8.9, albumin is 3.8. Hemoglobin is 12.5 with a normal white count, platelets 148,000. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease related to ongoing type 2 diabetes and hypertension that have been poorly controlled for many years. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension improved and near to goal. 3, bilaterally small kidneys seen on kidney ultrasound 425 of 24, right kidney measured 8.8 centimeters, left kidney was 8.5 centimeters. There was 24 ml post-void residual, but only 50 ml of urine in the bladder initially, so that was a really unquantifiable study and very minor amount in the bladder at the end of the study, so he didn't hydrate prior to the study. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.